ended up actually as the result of over a year's worth of work, stemming back to our first workshop back in August of 2010, where our formal education component realized early on that we needed soldiers on the ground, if you will, people out there in the community, both the education, academic community, and the industry, to help us get the message out and support this activity across the country. So the National Cybersecurity Alliance, CyberWatch, a number of groups kind of came together to help stand up this new organization. Some 67 to 70 different academic units, industry partners like Microsoft and other big names are part of this coalition, and it continues to grow every day. If you're an academic institution and you're interested in contributing to this initiative or gaining information from this this initiative, this is the place to be.
So how is this going to help actually widen or deepen the pool of potential workers, just simply through education?
Well, yeah, that's a key point. One of the things that we keep hearing across the country are that there are jobs available in the cybersecurity arena, but we're not finding qualified applicants for those positions. So clearly there's an education and training component that we need to pay attention to make sure that we're producing the right types of workers for the needs that are out there. So that's why it's so important that we partner with both the academic and the industrial partners so we understand exactly what their needs are. And in addition to that, another component of the initiative is trying to define exactly what the workforce looks like. So if you go to our website now, there's a document, the Cybersecurity Workforce Framework, that lists some 31 competencies, functional areas that represent the cybersecurity profession. This document is a draft document. It's produced by the federal government. We were looking for public comment between now and the 16th of December to really point out where we've missed the mark or where people agree and, you know, to look to see if they can see their own industry represented in that framework.
What do you mean when you say what it is they look like? You're talking about the demographics making up the classic cybersecurity group?
No, it's more the types of functionality. People have this impression that cybersecurity workers are just the people defending networks. Certainly that's the classic information assurance role. You have people that are looking at network operations and making sure that you're not being attacked and people aren't breaking into your system. That's a classic role within cybersecurity, but there are a lot of other roles that play a part. Everything from policy, establishment, enforcement, to procurement issues, to a whole list of different activities that make up the workforce. So by defining what these other activities are, it makes it clearer for employers and employees to understand what kind of needs they have out there and how they might be filled.
We're talking with Ernest McDuffie, the lead for the National Initiative for Cybersecurity Education. It also sounds like this could be a way to get educators to take the idea of a cybersecurity curriculum a little more seriously. Is that part of the goal, too?
Oh, absolutely. So we have a number of very sophisticated institutions out there who have done considerable work in terms of not only curriculum development, but modules. When you look at particularly the K-12 space, where the curriculum is already overcrowded and it's important that the standardized tests be paid attention to, it's very difficult to get new topic matter into those crowded curriculum. So what we've heard from the educators are that they're looking for modules that they can sprinkle across a curriculum without necessarily making major changes to it, where they bring this information to the attention of the young people. We've had anecdotal information that says if you don't capture the imagination of a young person by middle school, it's almost too late. So we're really trying to push the awareness and appropriate material to the earlier grade levels.
Now, you have been on the Federal Drive several times talking about your role with cybersecurity education. I always like to ask you to look to the future. Tell us what's going to be coming up, what we can expect from you guys. Is this just the beginning?
Oh, absolutely. I think the issue of cybersecurity is going to be with us for the duration. It's one of those fields that continues to change as technology advances. Things that we can't even imagine today will be forefront in our minds 5 years from now. So the real challenge is for us as educators and trainers is to stay current. We must maintain a strong relationship with the research and development community so that the material that we're putting out in the classrooms is as current and relevant as possible. And we must institutionalize these activities so that they become self-sustaining and take on a life of their own. We're going to constantly be looking at the domain, refreshing the information, and updating it as we move forward.